Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Cream Soda by Stephanie Valente. Glamour is a spell. I want to feel glamorous. Imagine this, being born from Aphrodite's ocean pearls. Foamy, iridescent, shimmery, and moody all over. I bet it's gorgeous. It's the kind of feeling when you take the first sip of cream soda. That kind of confidence is the real beauty. Honey, I was hand-carved by the gods. You can't bring me down. Lines Written at Thorpe Green by Anne Bronte. That summer sun, whose genial glow now cheers my drooping spirit, so must cold and distant be. And only light our northern clime with feeble ray, before the time I long so much to see. And this soft whispering breeze that now so gently cools my fevered brow, this too, alas, must turn to a wind blast whose icy dart pierces and chills me to the heart before I cease to mourn. And these bright flowers I love so well, robinia, rose, and sweet bluebell, must droop and die away. Those thick green leaves with all their shade and rustling music, they must fade and every one decay. But if the sunny summertime and woods and meadows in their prime are sweet to them that roam, far sweeter is the winter bare with long dark nights and landscapes drear to them that are at home. Honey by Debbie A. Radford. Honey pools in the dip of my waist. It flows like warm sunlight down my thighs, every curve a golden river. Every step a supple pour. Like a honeycomb, my body is textured and endless, malleable like beeswax, with threads of dripping sweetness curling around my hips. My skin gleams like amber in the late afternoon, something one cannot help but savor. I wear the curves of my body like sugar silk, soft, lustrous, and shimmering in a sunshine touch. I am the sap of my creation, overflowing in luxury. I melt into the depths of my form, as smooth as nectar's fall, slow and sure. Each layer of me ripened in richness and oozing in flavor. Because That Is All It Is by Maggie Devers. I want to know your process so I can make it with you. The way you sketch until your nails are packed with graphite and your warm hands smell of wood shavings and masking tape. I could hold them to my nose and die happy. I want to know how you change so I can be there with you as you chop off your hair, let your eyebrows grow wilder and abandon heels for Birks. Even your feet are now free. Tell me what makes your heart grow, and mine will grow too. How you smell the top of a baby's head, watching the sun dip over the ocean. There's a margarita with salt in your hand, and the lime stings at your cuticle, but it's a good hurt. Show me the hidden parts of you so I can see all of you. The way you shield yourself from criticism, even your own. How you fight for everyone but yourself. how you believe these parts are more hidden than they are. Know I am here for the process. I open a book. One brittle flower falls, shudders into dust. No flicker of flame could be as beautiful and as burning and as brief as the memories that perfumed powder evokes. Good Night Yesterday by Nicole Johnson. I thought my heart might die loudly, thunder cracking, lightning grinding stone to sand. But it is quiet. It withers in my ribcage like a heavy fog, the last breath of midnight softly tiptoeing towards dawn. Spin the Weekend by Maggie Devers. The beasts are brunching with a Sunday fervor that excites me. The valet nearly got hit by a car, or I nearly ran into him, as he stepped boldly into traffic. He knows his purpose is greater than mine, and I know it too. These 4 hours to let it all go. I cannot quibble with the revelers who watch in amazement as the plates keep spinning. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.